Denver!
Get ready for the new look Rush Hour. Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang! Another nail.
Bernie Vince.
Vince, nine goal kicker, brings the house down!
And Greg Blewett.
There it is. A magnificent performance from young Greg Blewett.
Your favourite weekend show you'll now get every afternoon. Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
For Keno, with a draw every few minutes, there's always time for a spot of Keno. Play today. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Family, welcome to the Bridgeway Hotel here in Paraka. One of my old haunts back in the day when I was really ripped and raging back in the 80s. We are live, family. We're here till 7 o'clock. Celebrating the Triple M Coopers beer that's just going out the door in droves. Are we not?
What big are we doing? Shed beer.
Oh, the big shed beers. Thank you very much. They're stuffed up straight away. But come down and say hello. We've got a massive crowd down here.
Yeah.
Hello, hey, Bernie Vince. Hello, Bluey. Hello, G. Welcome.
Hello.
Nah, good crowd here, Jazz. And you did. You took me past the first ever unit that you and Maz lived in. And you said, here, slow up. There's cars lined up behind me.
That's right.
He wants me to pull over in the middle of the traffic. I think he even tried to get out.
Lucky
he sits in the back when I drive and I had kitty lock on so he can't get out. Because he tried to get out and check out his whole bedroom.
Stop it.
Hey, lucky I got here at 4:30, by the way, because I thought I wouldn't get a car park. But they exactly
look, it's flooded a Tuesday.
In droves.
Come down and say hello.
Yes.
Come down and say hello to us.
And free beer?
No.
Free beer, is
no,
it?
No.
I had to pay for mine.
Did you?
Now, welcome to my hood as well.
This is your hood.
It is my hood.
So dust.
I grew up in the Barossa Valley, and then we moved down to Highbury, then Dernan Court. So I'm a northerner, I'm literally 10 minutes from
not
my house
really.
Right
This is
my neck of the woods.
You might have been conceived in the bloody Barossa.
This is not your turf, mate. This is my backyard. This is my my DNA.
No, you're not. You're a
Can
Westerner.
We have a big shout out to Dazza, former Moonta Football Club Resi's
Moonta.
Coach, Natalie and Wendy, who are over here with us. Thanks, guys.
Hello.
There they are.
Make lots of noise.
They're up.
It is very hot out here. It's hot. It's very thirsty weather
Thanks
out
to
here.
The Faye Group for having us here at the Bridgeway. It's a great pub, as we know. It's a famous pub here in South Australia. So come down and say hello. Who's on the show, Gregor? We've got a big show.
Yeah, we certainly have. We've got the Crows head coach, Matty Nix, on today. So we'll get a bit of an update on what he thinks of the new recruits and pre-season training has started, hasn't it, Burns?
Yes, so they're back. They're all the full groups back now. So interesting to find out how they're all tracking along. The draftees have obviously joined in and they're up and running. So they're doing a little bit more than what they actually wanted to do this week by the sound of them.
And we've got a mystery guest on. On my run sheet, we've got a mystery guest.
Gregory,
whose idea was this? Is this yours, Jazz?
Not at all.
Blue?
Not mine.
Well, it's not mine.
Is it our...
It's not the German, is it?
Is our producer, Ben Erzman, from Germany.
Keep talking in the mic, mate.
Talking in the mic, idiot.
It's not on.
It's not working.
Yeah, leave him off. Good call. Leave him off. That's what'd you call him?
That's knackers. The most sense he's made in...
What we knackers. Leave him off.
Up next.
What's his name, Jazz?
No, he's a lovely young man.
Yeah, he is. But what's his name?
Jimmy. Breaking news coming out of Cricket Australia.
Huge news.
Yep. Burn, you got a spot, so you're off the turnbuckle, yeah?
Yeah, I got something.
You're not happy about something.
I'm not happy at all about something.
Family, we're here. Come down, say hello, pop in, have a frothy, have
free
a triple
beer.
M beer.
Free
Thanks
beer.
To the old big shed boys.
Buy jars of shandy.
The Bridgeway Hotel. I've got some great stories here.
Thanks, Knackers. Yesterday, Greg, you moped into the studio.
Yeah, you
had your tail between your legs.
Yep. As usual.
You had a bad feeling about something. But today, I saw you get out of your car. You skipped in. You ran in. And why are you so
Nostrils
excited?
Flaring.
What's happened?
What's happened?
Something's happened at home.
No, we covered it yesterday on the show, the situation with Alex Carey, South Australia's Alex Carey.
Yes, our boy.
And Josh Inglis is the other Western Australian that's in contention to keep wicket for Australia. Josh Inglis. and he'll be captained by Pat Cummings.
Scotty
Jars as well. things have changed dramatically. Dramatically.
What have you heard?
Well, I've been, as you know, I'm a bit of a weatherman, Jars, as you like to think you are.
You're weathered.
I am weathered. I'm 50 years of age. Very weathered. My brain is weathered.
You're
working
a weathered
with
man,
you,
all right?
Bloody knuckleheads.
Your skinny calf muscles.
I tell you what, up there, they are copping bucket loads of rain, right?
Up where?
up in Brisbane or even on the Gold Coast, all down the eastern side, there is flooding, right? So Australia were meant to be having an internal practice game between Australia and Australia A.
Because Carey flew out yesterday to go up there, didn't he? Because
was it yesterday or the day before?
Day before, whatever.
Yep. Yeah, might have been yesterday.
It was, because we're going to get him on.
Tuesday. Yeah, it was Monday.
Today's Sunday, isn't it?
Anyway, so he's flown up, and it was going to be a hit-out. So Josh Inglis versus Alex Carey, but the game will be no game, Jars. The weather is too bad. Yeah. So Josh Inglis was over in the UAE, where Australia won the World T20. Didn't play a game there. Played a couple of the practice games. But he would have trained over there. But since he's come back, he's done his 2 weeks quarantine when he's gone back home to Perth. He's played zero quick cricket. No. So he's not going to play a trial game before the first test match either. No. So there's no possible way. There is no possible way that they can pick Josh Inglis. And I think that young man's going to be a very good cricketer. Don't get me wrong. But at this point in time, they can't pick him. So Alex Carey
is definitely...
will definitely play.
Definitely play the first test.
He's played five Shield games. Yes. He's played a number of one day. He made 100 the other day. He's got cricket under his belt, and that's what you need. Both preparations leading into the first test, England are in the same boat. They've been up there doing their quarantine, trying to train. They've got a few sessions in here and there in between weather, but both teams are going to go in underdone.
Surely, like in football, you call it match sim. So surely there's some indoor training as a keeper. You can take some balls, you can hit balls, you can basically do anything now. Surely some sort of match simulation.
They've had centre wicket trainings, Burn, which is very similar to what you're talking about with football terms. But Josh Inglis would have only got up there yesterday as well. So he wouldn't have been a part of that. So lock him in. Alex Carey will play the first test match. The other big news,
coming out of WA.
Yeah. WA Premier Mark McGowan has said today that there will be no compensation or anything like that for the Australian cricket team or the English cricket team in terms of quarantine for the last Ashes set. So there was talk about doing 5 days or 7 days instead of 14 days. He's come out today and said, No exceptions. Yep. Everyone has to do the 14 days quarantine, so there's no way the test match will be
in Perth. So where will that
Perth
test match be played? Are we talking the MCG?
Well, there's a bit
Adelaide of... Oval, Greg. Are we
Adelaide
talking
Oval?
Tasmania or Canberra? What's your gut feel?
Well, Cricket Tasmania are fighting with Cricket Australia at the moment, so they're not in a great position because of the Tim Payne saga.
Good call.
So they're not in the good books. Canberra might be a smoky, but...
Alice Springs, I'm hearing.
Alice Springs. It might be in Alice Springs. Really?
Oh, I just made that up.
Right, okay.
Because that's a test ground?
Well, Shane Warne's making a few noises, as he always does, trying to get more cricket and sort of pumping up Melbourne, about playing possibly a day-night test match at the MCG. I would prefer... So we've got the day-night test match, the second test. I'd prefer to see a day test in Adelaide, because we support test match cricket better than anyone else, really. Stay tuned, but there's no way the fifth test match will be in Perth.
And you've got a feel for the WA.
Oh, absolutely.
Cricket lovers.
Well, they're doing it their way.
Yeah. Well, he's doing it his way. Premier.
Well, he's got a lot of support over there. It's divided them. But
I went for a holiday over there. Everyone's on.
Not everyone on board.
Nah, they're getting a bit sick of him. A
bit like old. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
stay tuned.
Too far.
Stay tuned. When will they announce that? Do you think, Greg? Cricket Australia.
That won't be an immediate...
They just want to get through the first
test. I reckon the next couple of days, we will know who's going to keep for Australia in the first test match.
And it'll be Alex Carey.
Yep.
Let's go straight to the man himself, the Adelaide Crows senior coach, Matty Nix, joins us on the Rush Hour Live here at the Bridgeway. Good evening, Matthew. Welcome.
Good evening, boys. It's great to chat. It's been a long time.
It has, young man. Well, you just finished a bit of a Daniel Craig type surfing effort today down the beach with your big rig hanging out.
You obviously haven't seen a photo of me of late. I had a poor season.
Matty, I didn't want to say anything.
You should see Jars.
Shut up. Now, Matty, let's just straighten up slightly. Season 2021, reflecting on it now as a senior coach, what did you learn about this young team in 2021?
Oh, look, we learned a lot. I mean, we showed glimpses of what we'd like to see consistently performed in the future. We saw, the odd occasion where we didn't quite get it right during the year. We probably came off a couple of games where we weren't proud of what we put out there. But I thought as a whole, you know, we saw a young group develop and make some ground on where it is we're trying to get to. So, yeah, not a positive year because you find yourself down the bottom. But if we start to look at what we're seeing with some of these younger players and some of the development coming through, then, yeah, we're heading in the right direction.
Nixie, we've just recently had the national draft, rookie draft and pre-season draft. Now, I saw Hamish Ogilvie introduce the boys to the group. And one thing we do forget, and we overcomplicate a little bit in his terms, was that these boys, the way he described them, they can just play footy. Now, thank God someone's picked players that can just play footy.
Yeah, I thought that might come back and people might have a bit of raised eyebrows. Cause look, everyone that's on an AFL list can play footy. And you're right, Bern, sometimes we forget that. People are quite critical, saying, you know, oh, they're poor at this and they're poor at that. They can play footy. They're there for a reason. I guess what Hamish was saying was the guys we have some great football intelligence. You know, they play in around the footy. They can accumulate. They know the game of football. So, you know, we brought in guys. We're really confident the group we've brought in are going to make us better in the long term. So, you know, it's a great last week. We had them join the group. We've got our young boys back training now. We've got some guys who have come back in some really good condition, you know, done work in the break. Obviously, COVID helps you with that, but our group have put their heads down and gone to work. So, onwards and upwards from here.
Oh, I love that. You've got to pick good footballers. Don't worry about all this testing stuff, Nixie. Hey, another thing I noticed is that all boys drafted as well. The interesting thing I noticed was they all put others before themselves, and they've gone out of their way to help others through the draft. One in particular, I think, organised training groups for others, and they all got drafted as well. And that's a really good thing about a young draftee, isn't it?
Well, it shows they prioritise team, you know, which is when we talk about our values as a group and where, you know, where we're looking to get to, then they'll fit in. They'll come in, they'll connect instantly with the group. And that's what we're doing at the moment where, you know, we come back from a break where a lot of our players have been away and you lose some of that connection. You lose some of the things you take for granted towards the end of a season where a team's really humming and everything's, you know, their team defence is connected, their offence flows well. We're working on that now. These young guys that we have brought in have done a lot of work in around, as you mentioned, you know, team first. I've no doubt they'll settle in quickly and we'll get our connection back where it was at the end of last year.
Matty, we know a little bit about Josh Rochelli, Zach Taylor and Jake Soligo. Luke Nankervis, he interests me. Tell us a bit about him.
I thought he might interest you. Well, Luke's an interesting guy. A fantastic footballer, first and foremost. Very much a team player. Luke's got something slightly different, which seems to attract the attention of everyone. He's happy to put it out there, that, you know, some of the things he likes away from footy, and I love that. We've all got one of those things we enjoy doing that maybe we don't talk about too often. Luke's happy to put it out there. He's a massive Star Wars man, and he's dedicated because, he's shown from his dedication he's able to put quite a mean, I don't know if it's a rat's tail or whether it's a, maybe a Jedi hairpiece. I don't know. I haven't had the chance to sit down with him and talk through it, but it shows dedication because he's got it nice and long. He's a ripping kid, and he settled in. The boys have welcomed him with open arms. He's going to be a beauty. I'm sure our members and supporters will love watching him play footy.
Now, Nixie, I have to ask you, and when you say you thought he might interest Bluey, and then for the next comment you made was, he's a fantastic footballer, why did you think Bluey would bring that up?
Tall, athletic.
I thought he must have been a cricketer or something.
Oh, I'm not sure if he's rolled the arm over Bluey. I'm not sure. I'll have to find that out.
And you were forced to take him in the pre-season draft too.
Yeah, we were. We had a little bit of intel in that, you know, that there may be other clubs interested, and we didn't want to take a risk. We loved him. We were looking at him in the actual draft itself. We looked to leave that for the rookie, but in the end, we made the decision to get on the front foot, make sure that we didn't miss out on him because, as I said before, we really like the way he goes about his footy and, more importantly, some of the stuff he does off-field as well.
Nixie, our favourite, Tex Walker, a much-loved figure amongst our footy club and also the fan base. Went to hell and back, obviously, through that racial vilification situation. He fronted up. He's looking in magnificent condition, and I think he's going to have a very, very good year next year. How's his mindset, and how's he been embraced by his brothers?
Well, he's been embraced. He's been welcomed back in with open arms. He's, as you said, Jars, he went through really quite a deal. So for him to come back, he was first one back into the club. He was ringing and texting me in the lead-up saying, I can't wait to get back into it. I just want to come back and play footy. To be back at the moment, he actually doesn't have to be back in the building. Similar to a Sloan and a Laird, these guys have a longer period. They have off due to the RFLCA. Well, Tex wanted to be back in. And the first training session is out there. He's working with Josh Rochelle, talking to him about connection and about the importance of parts of his game. So, as we know, an outstanding leader, an outstanding member of our footy club, and the guys have, they've worked through what they needed to work through, and they've opened their arms up, and he's back in playing his best footy.
Brilliant.
You mentioned Rory Sloan then. Has he put his hand up to be captain again, or is it a touch early?
Well, look, he has. He's put his hand up, and there's obviously some due diligence and things will go through with that. But my theory on the captain is they're the captain until they're told they're not the captain. And Sloan is an outstanding leader of our footy club. So I would expect that's where we end up into next year. But from an announcement point of view, that'll be something we'll sit down. When Rory gets back, he's actually back in tomorrow for his first session. We'll sit down over the coming weeks and talk through that and who he would see as a leader around him.
Nixie, lastly, just your contract. You're out at the end of 2022. A little bit of talk that things might have started already.
Yeah, I look at from a footy club point of view, they've been outstanding with me. We've had things we've worked through over the last 3 or 4 months, as you know, and we've spoken through those already. So there were things we prioritised, and we put a few things in the background. One of those was a contract and where things were going with me, but we've had open discussion, open dialogue around that now for some time, and hopefully we were able to work through something in the coming month.
Matty, enjoy the rest of the pre-season, pre-Christmas. Thanks for your time, mate, and really appreciate your support this year on the Rush Hour. If you don't know, we're back live next year, mate, 4 till 6, so we're going to have a lot of fun with you next year, Matty.
No, I really enjoy our conversations, and I miss them. It was actually a nice, nervous energy to have tonight, leading into you, blokes. I thought Bluey might have something for me, but he's... He's
go
obviously
on,
not working that hard
go
yet.
On. Oh,
go no, on. I'm not going to do No. They forced me to do that, Nixie. They bullied me into trying to take you off.
Because Nixie can take you off.
Yeah. Can he?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Absolutely. Take care, mate. Have a great Christmas.
Time.
There he is, Adelaide Crows senior coach Matty Nix joining the Rush Hour live down here at the Bridgeway.
Right. So, it's been a big month.
Just want to be good.
Movember, in November, and there's a few different versions. You know, G's got her style of raising money.
I was going to say my style of Mo. What are you talking about? Is there something I don't know?
Well, what are you doing in November, G? What's your...
I'm a Mo sister, which means that I support the men around me to grow a Mo and raise awareness and money for Movember.
Good girl, you're also doing something?
What else are you doing, G?
Just being a woo girl and just hyping people up.
You're doing No Nut November as well. So you're staying away from for a month. No, we've spoken about
that. Well, that ends
part of the family.
12:01 tonight.
I don't understand what that is.
Does it finish tonight, G?
Yeah, but I'm not that excited, you know. You don't use it, you lose it, so.
That's Jars' saying. But, no, we've raised some great funds through Movember. We all signed up for it.
It's a great cause.
You're ambassador, aren't you, Greg?
Yeah.
Yeah, so how's that gone?
Good. And I've done a few ads for our network. And
have you?
Yeah.
Where do they go out to? Because no one's seen it.
Did you get paid for that?
National. Yeah.
How much did you make?
How much did you get money?
You put your hand up for nothing.
Yeah.
That is rare. That's
you're
rare.
You're looking like Dirk Diggle from Boogie Nights. That's
we'll
how you start.
Yeah, how's it going? Like, just run us through how your moustache is feeling.
Your moustache.
Well, I'm 50 years of age, and this is the first time I've ever grown a moustache. So I've... Mate, it's been a bit of an eye-opener, to be honest. Yeah. Like, now it's got to that really... I wake up in the morning, and the first thing I do is go straight to the tash and have a bit of a feel.
It's got a nickname. It's a female, is it?
I'm starting to, get a bit of food left in it. It's like...
Stinks.
And you have a drink and it starts dripping.
You brush your teeth and you brush your moustache
as well. What about your little calipitter?
Well, mine's starting to grow into my side of my mouth.
You got nothing
it's
there,
moulded
mate.
In.
Can't even say
you can. See, you're lined up with the sun.
All right,
there it is.
And where we going?
What about yours, Jazz?
Yeah, what about yours?
Because hang on, just to take you back a step, when we started. Remember when Greg was going on about the Afghanistan Test Series was going to come to Adelaide?
Yes, sir.
Well, he was going to have to go on. He was going to have to go on TV 27th of November. And he's like,
well,
I'm going to be ambassador, but I request that I can opt out
didn't
on the 27th.
Well, just make so it a bit shorter.
Remember, Jazz, we piled on him going, you can't be bloody ambassador for something sign up for something and then pull out before it's finished.
Burn.
So what the hell's happened to your moustache, Jarman?
Hang on.
When did you get rid of that? It's still the 30th of November.
No.
You can't shave it off yet.
Tell the truth because we asked you yesterday.
Very honest.
When we turned up yesterday down in Canetto having our coffee I was first. You told me a lie.
Yeah.
Bernie was next.
Because I know the truth. I've got people on the ground everywhere. Yep. You know that.
And then Freddie was there and you told him a lie. So be very honest.
You lied to Maddie.
Freddie's wife at Canetto said I look distinguished.
Now he's stuttering. So
that's
he's
got
lying
nothing
again.
To do with
now,
it.
She didn't
Friday,
say that.
I attended a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Little Jackie Harvey's wedding. Now, on the Thursday night, I had to do a photo shoot.
So it's Thursday now. It's gone back another day.
I had to do a photo shoot.
Tell the truth.
What for? Beach balls or something? Flamingos that float in your pool. It's just to prove that you can sink them. Yeah.
What did you do a shoot for?
And because I was giving Maz a few hugs in the pool, Maz didn't like the mustaka.
I seriously.
So I deleted the mustaka.
Deleted?
So, hang on. So you told us yesterday that you shaved it off Monday because you got sick of it.
I apologise.
I found out it was over the weekend. And that was a lie. And then Maz tells me it was Friday for the wedding.
No, Friday the 26th.
Hang on.
Friday the 26th. So you know what the punishment is.
Oh, yes, here we
tell the punishment is. Tell and I actually thought it was $1,000 a day, but I've been led to believe
what
it's a lot less.
What is it?
It's $100 a day donation for every day short you are with your moustache.
What
do
I
add them up, Greg?
$500
straight to Movember. Thank you very much,
all
Andrew
my boys
Jarman.
At the Willison Footy
Half
Club.
A donation.
We'll have a raffle going.
Oh. What do you win? A Jarman Magic book and a training session with Jars.
Just a coaching session down at the beach.
They're coached by you anyway. That's a disgrace.
Oh. Jeez,
that is a disgrace.
Jeez, why
no, you piped him up for not
get
doing
rid
it.
Of your mustaka.
You pull through.
Look at you.
Be good for your word.
Crowd starting to build up.
Yes, it is.
All right, led by our beautiful, faithful Darren and Natalie and Wendy over there. So thank you, those
guys. Yes, nice.
There they are. And the crowd just slowly building up now. Gee, we are so excited.
What is this? Who is this?
That we've got a mystery guest coming on now. Now, we don't know, do we, Lex?
No.
We've got no idea.
Alan Border or...
Our producer, Benny Erlem, the German.
Erlem, whatever he's called. He teed this up.
Yeah, so we have no knowledge who we're speaking to. So, Bern, I'll allow you to introduce this, whoever it is.
Hello, Shaquille O'Neal, are you there?
Good morning. How are we?
Good, yes. Who is this?
Good morning. Is this?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Where are you?
I've just awoken. Big night last night. It's a big night. I'm waiting for you boys to drop those slabs off. Still haven't dropped them.
That's bloody rock. And he's puffing. He must have sat up off the couch. He's puffing.
I've just woken up. I'm out of Grange. I'm playing cricket. I've made 10. I've just dropped a catch. I'm down a fine leg. Still embarrassed by Blewett's bloody article in the paper the other day.
That's disgusting.
Hey, you dropped the catch. It's a tough game, isn't it, Rocky? It's a lot tougher game than bloody footy.
I'll tell you what, it's one of the easiest games you'll ever play cricket. I could play test match for Australia.
Jazz has never dropped a catch, so what does that feel like?
Never.
Describe that feeling.
Now, Rock, you're playing for the Port Adelaide Footy Club in the T20 competition that started tonight.
That's right, and just down at fine leg, Rose made a nice 83.
Who else?
I was the only other. Connor Rosie. No, I'll tell you that one.
Are you mic'd up exclusively for Triple M on field?
I'm in the huddle. Right,
get us in the huddle.
Take him on.
But Lordo
put
was on a hat trick.
What's the score?
We're defending 122, and I think we got them 3 for 30 after 5 or 6.
Oh, you're all
I'm
over.
I'm about to come on and bowl me tweakers. I'll tell you what, I tell you what, you blokes, you got to stop. Got to stop those voicemails. You know, me wife heard it the other day, and she goes, "Everyone thinks you're an alcoholic." She goes, "They're bloody well right. You need to pull up."
Hey, Rock, while you're in the huddle there celebrating, can you put a bit of a higher profile player on, like Connor Rose or something?
There's no one more high profile than me. Don't worry about that.
No, I didn't say bigger profiles in wider profile. I meant higher.
He's in good nick, our boy Rock.
Greg, why do you always pledge me when I'm not on air and then you go quiet like a little kickstand when I'm on air?
In the corner.
You know I love
Talk
you, Rocky.
Up. Oh,
you
know now you love him
Rocky,
now.
what I want to know is what hairstyle you're actually rocking. What happened?
He's appealed.
Hang on.
Concentrate on the interview.
Yeah, I've got the full-blown afro at the moment. She's quite right out. I need to get down to Fallow Barber. But I tell you what, I do walk down Henley Beach and hear those noises coming from Jars' bedroom every now and then.
Maz will be listening.
People are having their dinner right now, Rock.
Now, Rock, fine leg. That's where they put the worst filter down at fine leg.
I've been.
Or the slowest.
I've been at silly mid on and I have to take the helmet off to come and do this interview. So once I finish, I'll be back right under there, like Travis Head, just right under the grill, just throwing a few barbs.
Mate.
Keep these batsmen on their toes.
That's the second worst
Thanks,
position.
Rock.
That's where Greg used to field.
Rock was our mystery guest. I reckon
we'll skittle him in the next 15 minutes. We'll be the ball by about 20 minutes.
We're going to have to look up the scores. What are you going to offer with the ball, Rocky?
What are you doing?
I reckon we'll skittle them in the next 15 minutes and I'll be at the Broadway by the next half hour.
you want to come on and make
it close.
Stop leaving
messages later, on our voicemail. I've got to go. Tom Rockley's
got a bowl.
I thought it was someone of importance.
Oh, I thought it was like Viv Richards or someone coming
on. Jagger or bloody, you know, David Grohl or...
David Grohl.
My brother.
We're going to have Darren or
Mods. You know what I love, though? Those boys, the footballers playing cricket.
They're
That's
good cricketers.
Because we, as cricketers, we love our footy.
Yeah. But you were no good at cricket.
I was Robbie Fowler. I was like a high-flying.
Robbie
high-flying
Fowler.
It's Robbie Fowler.
You said Fowler.
Gee,
get that audio. No. I need to hear that back next. This is Triple M.
The great Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods. So one of the greatest ever. There's a debate, with Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods. Yeah, okay. Tiger Woods has won 15 majors. And, of course, he got us a bit excited, didn't he, last week, Byrne, because he was out in the practice fairway hitting a few balls. But today he spoke publicly about his immediate future in the game.
I don't have to compete and play against the best players in the world to have a great life. I know that after my back fusion, for me, I had to prove it to myself. I had to climb Mount Everest one more time. I had to do it, and I did. This time around, I don't think I will have the body to climb Mount Everest, and that's okay. But I can't participate in the game of golf. I can still, maybe if my leg gets good enough, maybe kick off a tournament here or there.
So there you go. That's so his Everest was winning the Masters.
Right.
After he came back
Amazing
from his back
effort.
Injury.
Amazing.
Yeah, that was like one of the all-time great wins. Yeah. But I think we know now that Tiger Woods has probably, well, he's basically admitted it to himself.
Yep.
He's won his last major.
But
and he's got to, well, you never know with him, I suppose. But he's going to play the odd event here and there. And he's going to try and, you know, get ready for those events, which will be great viewing as well. But, Tiger's, you know, he'll just play a few.
Just to have him back out there is huge for golf. And that's why a lot of people play golf. Worldwide, he's had a huge impact.
Yeah, beautiful. Now, let's just focus on the Hawthorn Football Club. Now, I really love this comment from Sam Mitchell, the new senior coach of the Hawthorn Footy Club. It was just
to be honest, expectations is your area.
Sorry.
You guys, we won't be worrying too much about that. We'll be putting our plans together. We'll be trying to make sure everyone knows what each other are doing on the field, and we'll be trying to play the best footy that we can. Now, we don't have a clue what that'll look like, and you guys will have plenty of ideas about what you think that will be, and we won't know that until, you know, March at the earliest. So I'm sure I'll continue to get that question, but the answer will be the same, is we're going to try our very, very best to get aligned, you know, get on the same page and figure out the game style that will give us the best chance for success.
You finished talking.
Sorry, Jazz.
Beautiful little gap you left.
I had
finished.
I'm sorry, it's hard when I can't see you. You said, yeah. I love this comment.
Your fingers are going out of mile an hour. And you know what it is? No Nut November's got to you. Oh, honestly.
So why did we play that?
What did you love
about
it?
Well, I loved about the fact that it was honest. It was refreshing to hear from an AFL senior coach, more so a first-year senior coach in Sammy Mitchell. Mate, he doesn't know what it looks like next year. He has got no idea. He said there, it might not be until March burn before he actually knows what it looks like with his playing group. I love that honesty from a senior coach. You don't get it because too many coaches say the standard line, they're scared to admit that their group's not as good as they should be. But I loved hearing that from Sammy Mitchell, and I reckon he's going to be a super coach. In the next 10 years, he'll win a couple of flags.
Yeah, well, love or hate the decision to get rid of Alistair Clarkson and get Sam Mitchell in. It seems like he's talking the right language because that was as raw and as honest as I've heard from a senior coach, because they don't say that. They focus, they take you somewhere, no matter what question you ask, they take you to the now. So they go, no, we're just focusing on coming back fit and building up for pre-season. But he spoke, I don't know what we're going to look like. I don't know how we're going to play. I don't know what our best footy is going to look like. And until we start playing games, that's when I'll start to find out what our best recipe is to win games. And they don't start, pre-season games don't start until February, March. So I like the honesty as well.
You know what that sounded like to me was a first-year coach wanting to get his senior players on board. So that he wants input from his senior players about how they want to go.
Yeah, you Same tell style. Me. You tell me Brilliant. How you want to play.
Brilliant.
How we want to play. It's
Great
we.
Start.
It's we. It's not spot on, us and them either.
Yeah. Yeah. Well done.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
Okay, Bernie, we're at the Bridgeway.
Yeah, we are. I don't know why you talk differently.
Because that's Heyday used to do that.
You just worked out where we are. Heyday.
What?
He just worked out where we are.
Did someone burp? Wendy, did you burp? Wendy's had three fluffies and she's burping her guts out.
He taught her well.
Right, what do you got, Ben?
Well, it's the 30th of November today, last day of spring, Jars, which means what tomorrow?
We start summer.
He nearly got that wrong. Yes.
You nearly got that wrong. He froze for half a second, didn't he?
You panicked.
I'm elite.
No, you're not. You panicked.
First day of summer tomorrow, so slip, slop and slap.
Yeah, okay, that's what you want to do. Hey, on this day, a few things today. 1872 was the world's first ever international soccer match. Do you know who that was between?
Barcelona.
No, that was my fact yesterday. They started a game with a notice on the wall.
It has to be England and France.
England and your mob, Jars, Scotland.
Oh, and we won because William Wallace played left back.
It was in Glasgow. 4,000 people attended. And you know what the score was?
What was it, Boone?
Nil all.
Yeah.
It was a good one for the crowd.
Not that changed, Greg. Brought him back.
Good one for the crowd. Hey, on this day also in 1928, the great Sir Donald Bradman made his test debut, Jars.
Wow.
And I just got helped out by Bluey Little in this one.
Yeah. Must have made a few.
Oh, he got off to an absolute fly. He made 18 and won.
What?
And was then dropped.
Oh,
the
Don.
Great Sir Don was
what is
dropped
he doing?
After his first test. Jeez. But he bounced back. He played 52 tests, just under 7,000 runs, 29 hundreds, and an average of 99 point. What, Jars?
Nine.
9-4. Good. You knew it was 9-4.
Very hard to
something.
Make runs in your first test match.
Very hard.
Really, is it?
Don't ask Greg what he made, because he made a few, obviously.
What did he make?
Hey, on this day, 1979, Pink Floyd released their 11th album, Jars and Blue. It was called The Wall. Here it is. And despite huge criticism that it would be a flop, it ended up a platinum.
That's
in
boy.
The UK and the US. What's a platinum, G?
A really, really, really good album.
Oh, no.
What does that mean?
You've been on the phone,
G.
I wasn't concentrating.
Oh.
I'm just making sure I pushed the right buttons here.
You said throw to her and we'll catch her. We did catch her out.
What else, Ben?
Also, it's someone's birthday, 1874, Winston Churchill.
Winston.
Churchill. Now, what was he famous for, Jas?
Well, he was the great Prime Minister of the British.
Yes, he was.
And he had a big influence on knocking down and shutting down World War II and knocking off the Germans.
And also, straight up to 1988, the great Phil Hughes. He would have been 33 today.
Yes.
So,
yep.
Just a little play. And was
our
a superstar.
Thoughts and prayers
too.
Are with his family, Greg.
Only played 26 tests, was it? We were looking up before.
Yeah,
so.
Cap 408. Would have been a very, very, very good player at international level.
And now,
a fact to send you
what
home?
What have you got now?
Well, I thought you were going to do
something. No, well, I'm doing something now. We've got young
Wendy. What's the fact?
No.
You said you were going to do a fact.
Our audience here is packed. We're packed here at the Bridgeway on a Tuesday.
No, we're not
live.
There's no one here.
Actually, there's...
Now, I've got a fan of yours. She loves her Adelaide Crows.
Is this your fact,
Wendy Pinson from Moonta Bay.
So how do you actually say it? Because he would have stuffed that up.
Good evening, Wendy. Welcome.
Good evening.
How are you? Now, can you just explain to Bernie and all of us and the family listening your association with Bernie?
Well, he comes from York Peninsula, as I do from Moonta Bay.
You're from Moonta, yes.
Yes, and
talking to the mic, Wendy.
That's all right.
Okay.
That's all right.
And I enjoy my bike riding and I love my Crows. And for many years, I would ride around Moonta and you were on the
on all the signs.
Yes.
No.
And I would be riding around saying, hello, Bernie.
Hello, Bernie. You talked
to me.
Did he talk
to me?
Get out.
Did he talk back?
Absolutely did.
Yeah, but I did.
I haven't told Jars this, but another story.
Ooh. You kissed me.
No.
No.
You took me home. What'd you do to me?
Not an old lady like me.
Oh.
I can remember meeting you when you were very young.
Yes.
And at the Adelaide Oval.
Right.
And I went up to you and said, do you mind having your photo taken with an elderly woman?
Right. Yes.
And your mother was there and she said, no, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. He'd love to.
Oh, no. Your mum shut poor old Wendy down.
Well, she said, I wouldn't or I would?
You would.
I would.
She was lovely.
Sorry,
she was
lovely. Lovely. No. You know what?
She just needed a bit of encouragement from your mum.
Yeah, I was pretty shy young fella, wasn't I? Yeah. No, well, mum, you know why? Because you've got to connect with mum. She's from Moonta. So there you go.
Of course she is. No, and it was lovely.
Did you ever go up to me on a sign and get off your bike and kiss me?
Nah, she kicked me with a foot.
No, I'm not quite that desperate.
Did you throw a rock at me or something?
But I did wave.
You didn't spray paint over my head?
Go.
No.
Anyway, Wendy, keep chatting.
You guys can go. I'm
Wendy, thank you for coming today and thank you for your support, all right?
It's
go to the Crows.
Fantastic.
Thank you, Wendy.
Thank you.
There she is. All right, G.
And go the Crows.
You know, my nana's name was Wendy. Too.
There we are.
Bye, Crows.
Wrap it up.
Okay.
Did I mention my nana, Wendy?
Bye, Crows.
No, G, we've lost her. She's gone home.
There's too many of you talking. What do you want?
We're finishing up, G. Bye-bye. See you tomorrow.
All right, catch ya. That's it for the Rush Hour tonight, live from the Bridgeway Hotel.